Current state on WKAR, a lot of early hip-hop was political, with artists like Public Enemy using their music as a way to voice the concerns of the African-American community. That legacy continues today, right here in Michigan. And Current State's April Van Buren sat down with one Detroiter who's using his art as a tool for community organizing. April, who'd you talk to?
I talked to Christopher Yepez, who goes by the name Sacramento Knox. And he's a Chicano and Ojibwe multimedia artist who grew up in Southwest Detroit. And his hometown and his heritage serve as inspiration for a lot of his filmmaking and music. These days, he's incorporating a lot of electronic and hip-hop elements into his work, but his first musical experience in kindergarten class started out a little more low-tech.
Well, we get to pick all these instruments at one point, but because of my last name is Yepez, it's Y, so the teacher would make me go last. And then if she's bringing all this box of percussion and, like, amazing instruments, and I got to go last, it's like I'm going to get, like, a stick or the two sticks or something. I wanted the cymbals before I knew they were called cymbals and things, but yeah, all that led up to the moment where eventually she equalized everybody. Everyone just got kazoos. No one got, like, the fancy percussion items. And we did a song, and that was my first moment of being involved in, like, a big musical escapade of things. But I was upset because my kazoo wasn't working. The thing blew off the top, so I'm just sitting there pretending on stage. And I always tell my mom, be like, Mom. Or because she was like, oh, you sound so good, honey. And I'd be mad. I'm like, I wasn't even playing and things like that. But that's my first memory is the kazoo. And then,
so it was a gateway instrument for you into the world
it was a
of
gateway
music.
Instrument, yep.
And tell me a little bit about your growing up. You're originally from Detroit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about how growing up in Detroit and your childhood there influenced the work that you're doing now.
I'm from Southwest Detroit before it was cool. Nah, just kidding. Current media is treating Detroit as like this hot thing, and there's just two different narratives that are happening in the city.
Sure.
So I'm part of the other narrative of resilience, of, you know, healing, transformation. So that's a lot of our narrative work as we go through the city, our being from Detroit, like the understanding these, our relationship, our history with the city, and the development of all that stuff works together. So.
And I know that in addition to the music and film that you do, you also do a lot of community organizing in Southwest Detroit. Can you talk a little bit about that and what that means in your life?
Yeah, I'm definitely part of a movement where we use media to organize. It comes from more of thinking, how do we use media to transform the world we want to live in? So what is important is how we tell those stories and those narratives. So a lot of that media work is focused on communities because we want to tell our own stories, because there's been misrepresentations of us in the media and, all over. So it's kind of taking back that power and that agency to be able to tell our own stories, not just for educational information sake, but also, like, you know, how do we shape our existence when we live in, you know, such areas of, you know, like, people have blight and poverty and violence and these things. How do you begin to reimage your world? That's a lot of the work that's happening with media-based organizing, getting people to move on some information, documenting history, implementing it in different innovative ways of artwork and different mediums, looking at film besides sitting in the chair and watching it, like, you know, watching a film together as a community and, like, going through those thoughts and feelings we feel as we went through them. So
I'm talking to Christopher Yepez, who is better known as Sacramento Knox. He's a multimedia artist and musician based out of Detroit, and he's also the recent recipient of the Kresge Foundation's Gilda Award. I know that one of the things that informs a lot of your art is your heritage, your Chicano and also Ojibwe. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about how your identity and your heritage plays a role in the work that you create.
Part of that is just being rooted, knowing where I come from, so that by rooting those cultures and uplifting those legacies, that's kind of, it brings those histories, because some people are like, what's a Chicano or these things? And then you get to have those conversations. You get to spark those conversations with people and to help unpack things and these ideas, complex movements and complex ideas that happen with all these things. So making media, making these things, at first it seems like nobody's listening to you, but when you start building your community and building your audience that's interacting with you, it's important that those things kind of stick out.
Well, I wanted to talk about that next, is that you do a lot of work with youth. You do a lot of work in schools and on college campuses. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about the educational component of the work that you do, because it's not just you're in a studio or you're out making movies. You're also really engaging in an interactive way with students. Can you talk to me a little bit about that component of your work?
It's just a responsibility, like especially coming from where we're coming from, like the hood and different obstacles and odds we have to face. Like the intuition inside me says to make sure to take care, not the generation or the young homies behind me, but how do we make that a whole model effective for seven generations behind us? So it's like what kind of gems and tools we can leave here for people. Basically, how I can set up these young people for greatness.
Did you have teachers or adults in your life when you were growing up that kind of played that role for you?
Mm-hmm. And like I acknowledge it later, I didn't appreciate them at the time. But as I grow and I see, and other people call it out, like I'm really grateful for like Thurman Bear, Angie Reyes, and Lucy Harrison, those specific people, because they work really hard in the community, you know, for health services, education services. But these elders and older people, they set up the framework for me be able to, you know, be the next person to come up in this position, because, you know, they age, they get older, their time as an elder in the medicine wheel time frame is new now, so I got to step up. And it's kind of just realizing those things, reflecting as you go. You know, not at the time I wasn't grateful for it, because I wanted other things. Like I wanted, like, I'm gonna say something ridiculous, but I want Eminem as a mentor or something, like, you know, some stuff like that. And not being able to accept the beautiful community knowledge down there and acknowledging those sources, even no matter how power level they're at within society, that everyone has some gems and knowledge to share at that moment, and really embracing all that too.
I wanted to talk a little bit about a film that you're working on right now about the Black Lives Matter movement. Can you mm-hmm. tell me a little bit about that?
Yep. It's just documenting a story we had in Detroit Southwest. We had another force of people saying that, you know, they were saying police lives matter and things like that. And it wasn't about, we weren't going over there to say, you know, police don't matter. It was the concept of, you know, we have to keep uplifting these lives that don't matter to the colonial project of America. So especially the lives that were stolen by the state. So what we did that day was we honored them through a ceremony. There's a young man that lost his life in the park. So we went to go honor his life and honor him, and just honor the other young Black women that their lives were stolen by the state, and just kind of hold their banners up and show the police that, you know, let's not forget these people as well, because right now we want to have these conversations like you're shutting out these voices of people that are marginalized and disenfranchised and no power. And so we went out there with a ceremony, and the beautiful thing about that is we had a contingency of all Black, brown, white folks, and we were uplifting the lives that were stolen through ceremony and understanding our ties as Indigenous people and also as Black people in America. So it brings these intersections. It's really, it's a moment of a mirror. I'm gonna lift the mirror up, and we're gonna look how we act, treat each other as humans, and understand these complicated identities, and be able to have that moment to talk. So like people may look for a whimsical piece of cinema bringing, or it's not that. It may put people through uncomfortable emotions, or that they have a hard time understanding and things like that. But that's part of the work, you know. Having our media we created, we want to show the true representation of the community. So that's more of a also using a counter narrative and being productive with community as we tell our own stories, and to begin to break down these messages that, you know, the larger media is flipping and manipulating. So
Christopher Yepez, or Sacramento Knox as he is better known, is a multimedia artist and musician based out of Detroit. He is also the recipient of a Kresge Foundation Gilda Award. Knox, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Yes.
For Current State, this is April Van Buren.